What's up, everybody? High Banks Podcast, episode 192. Alex and Nick with you on this lovely CODA NCAA tournament weekend. So we got a lot going on in the sports world altogether. But we'll do the NASCAR stuff. Recap Bristol from last week. A lot of kind of mixed reviews as far as the Cup race goes, and then we'll do three picks this week as all three series are at CODA. Down in Austin. So we'll get to them towards the end. And Nick, I'll probably be texting you about these. Three of them is hard to remember.
Probably, yeah.
So, yeah, we'll get into this. But Nick, how you doing? It's been a week here, so back at it.
Yeah, it's been a week here. It's been fun. Crazy weekend. Got a lot of stuff going on sports-wise. Not just NASCAR. It's going to be a busy week there. They got three series all there at on the same weekend, so that's fun. And everything else on top of it.
Yeah, so I got a doubleheader, Trucks and Xfinity on Saturday, Cup on Sunday. Like you said, plus, if you're doing brackets or you're into college basketball, which if you're into college basketball, I assume you're doing a bracket. So, got a lot of stuff to watch. Pretty much flip on any channel and you got something as far as NASCAR, college basketball. All that good stuff. So, first thing, we'll just throw this in there. Dale Jr. is going to be running Bristol in the fall on the Xfinity race. So, good to have him back for his yearly one-off race. And speaking of Dale Jr., Nick, there was all this buildup, this news on social media about a Dale Jr., Hendrick Motorsports kind of news. So I'm thinking, a lot of people were saying, is he going to run a Cup race at North Wilkesboro, the All-Star race or something, because Larson has the Indy 500 stuff going on this year. And, there are a lot of different scenarios. Well, all it ended up being was a paint scheme reveal for Chase Elliott, throwing it back to, this is kind of wild to say, throwing it back to 2014 as a throwback now, which is wild, to Dale Jr.'s Daytona 500 win. The paint scheme he used there. So it does match up pretty good, though.
Yeah, it does. It was a nice paint scheme, and having him there to see it revealed with Chase was cool to watch. Definitely. You could see in at Dale, it was definitely a big, you pay homage to one of the great ones that has won the 500. So, cool to have Chase do it. And, yeah, it's a great scheme.
Yeah,
I can't believe it's 2014 as a throwback. Yeah, so that's the crazy part.
That is the crazy part about it is, 2014. I mean, it's only 10 years. Well, when you think about it, 10 years ago already.
Yeah, that's
10 years. When they first started doing these throwbacks, it was like to the 80s, the 90s, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. Now it's like we're going early 2010s. That's pretty wild.
I remember staying up watching that thing. It was a late race.
Yeah.
2014. Yeah. And it was, I sweat at school the next day, like Chase said it in the interview. I was like, I got trouble for watching it. But yeah, I was in the same boat. I was staying, I think it was like 1 a.m. I think it ended.
Yeah.
Some crazy, crazy time. But yeah, that was good old days.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially with Dale Jr., I've stayed up a couple times, see Dale Jr. win. Mm-hmm. And it was like later than now, it was like 2:30 in the morning when Austin Dillon had that terrible crash.
Yeah.
And, Junior won that one in the summer race down there. So, yeah, he always seems to win the late, early morning ones, doesn't
he? Yeah.
But I'd also Chase race for Junior Motorsports in the Xfinity Series. Kind of has that connection with Dale as well. if you want to check out the schemes together, we'll post that on the Twitter, @high_banks, _. You can obviously check that out. It looks pretty much the same, just a different number and sponsor on there, but kind of exact paint scheme similarities there. So speaking of Bristol with Dale Jr., we'll go back to Bristol in the Truck Series race. No Xfinity race at Bristol. Trucks and Cup were there. So it wasn't kind of as wild per se as the Cup race was, or surprising as the Cup race was. The normal players kind of up front in this one. We had Kyle Busch in this race. He finished second. Christian Eckes got the win. his first of the year. So he looks like a playoff contender once again, coming off last year. He did win at Phoenix in the Championship Four race, even though he wasn't in the Championship Four. So you got to keep that in mind as well. Zane Smith was third, Matt Crafton fourth, Tyler Ankrum fifth, Corey Heim sixth, Taylor Gray seventh, Roger Carruth eighth, Grant Effinger ninth, and Lane Riggs got his first top 10 on the year in 10th. So, like I said, kind of the normal players up front. Obviously, you know, Kyle Busch is good here, finishing second. You know, Zane Smith, been good in the trucks, all that kind of stuff on the cups in the Cup Series now. But Christian Eckes, Nick, do we think he, I think he's one to really fight for this championship this year as we move forward.
I'm on the fence with Christian. Like he has the moments, and then every once in a while he has a couple bad strings where he'll maybe finish top 10, maybe not. I'm still trying to figure out the field on a four I can really look at it and say that's a definite four with trucks. Usually you can tell with Cup right at the, you know, starting like a month in, like, okay, who's got a good start and who's really got the ability, who's really got to pick it up. And we, you know, we definitely have our numbers there. But with trucks, it's just so difficult for me to get a good gauge. He's on the watch list, but I wouldn't say he's like a contender yet in my eyes.
I hear you on that one. It is this year, it's kind of, you know, like we said, we don't have a Zane Smith. A John Hunter's not in there. You know, there's certain guys that aren't players that were players before. So we kind of got a different crop in there as far as guys to watch. But I will say the class of the field, I feel like right now would be Bill McAnally's team, the 1991 and 18. Ankrum's had a good start to the year. I think he's the points leader. And the Chevys of Spire have been strong as well. You know, they've already got a couple wins with Raja and Kyle Busch this year. So I think they're the ones to watch so far. Obviously, Tricon, you know, Corey Heim will probably be up there. And, you know, obviously we always see like the veterans, Crafton and Ben Rhodes, Majeski, they'll probably be in the mix as well. So, you know, we'll have to see how it plays out moving forward. But yeah, definitely, like you said, it's a little harder to pluck a four, you know, or a certain guy that might be better or stands out in the Truck Series. But nonetheless, Christian Eckes got his first win at Bristol. And all that. They are racing at COTA 130 on Saturday on FS1, 42 laps, 143 miles. And Nick making his debut, Connor Zilich in the Spire truck, number seven, got the pole by like a second. So he is a road racer. He did win the 24 Hours of Daytona in his certain class. So he was a winner in that, won a Rolex, the whole nine. So we know he's a proven road racer. I got a couple road racers in here. Jack Hawksworth in the one truck for Tricon starting sixth. But Lane Riggs, we just spoke of him getting his first top 10, never been on a road course before in his life, is starting eighth. So that's a pleasant surprise there. And obviously, you know, you got a couple of Cup guys in here. Ross Chastain starting fifth. I think that's it as far as Cup guys go. But, he is starting fifth. So we'll make the picks after the whole kit and caboodle here. Xfinity Series, they are Saturday as well, 5 o'clock on FS1, 48 laps, 163 miles. And Kyle Larson in the 17 for Hendrick, got the pole for this one. SVG starting second. He should be a player. Allmendinger starting fifth. So they're the usual suspects on these road courses. Ty Gibbs third. Sage Karam six, good start for him in that 26 car. So we'll get back to the picks at the end. Bristol on the Cup side. So Nick, a lot of mixed reviews here, I guess you could say. So me, you You, me, and Johnny were talking, obviously, during the race, and we saw what was going on where there was a good car, and then just literally in a lap, snap of the fingers, boom, fell off a cliff, done, dropping like a rock. And then you would see guys put on tires, and they are significantly like 50 mile an hour faster than these other cars staying out there. So I was like, what the hell's going on here? This is not, not what I was thinking. Maybe that's why I came out and said, like, this is terrible, because it wasn't what I don't think it's what any of us really expected as far as tire wear and
Right.
all that stuff. But then looking back, I was like, looking at some comments, looking at some video, videos people had, everything. I was like, well, it wasn't okay. It wasn't terrible. I'll give them that. It wasn't terrible. I kind of agree with like what Larson said, or Chase, or some of, that the tire wear was too excessive. If we could trim it back a notch and let the rubber lay into the track, maybe have better race, and you could race all up and down the track. And that's another reason they want more horsepower, so they have more off throttle time. And you can play with the throttle better and put it in the driver's hands more, and you can see actually who has more talent than the other guy. So Nick, what was your thinking of the whole, the whole race as a whole? Wasn't the race as a whole wasn't bad. It was more the tire wear and the extent of the tire wear for me.
I absolutely loved it. I look back and it was, we haven't seen a race like that, tire wear problems. They were saying since Dover of 2000, I think 4, was
Yeah.
how crazy the tire wear. You got maybe 30, 40 laps, and then all of a sudden, on a snap of a finger, you literally had nothing. You
Right.
literally you were bone. Your tires were basically burnt. And you could tell, like looking at the leaders and everybody who finished, you could tell who was able to not use as much throttle, able to control their tires as much, and get around individuals that burnt their tires out way too quick, did not adjust their driving the way they should have. But nobody expected this, where
Right.
Goodyear actually had an extra set there and didn't expect them to use it. And then finally they said, no, we need an extra set. Everybody. No one knew this coming in, how crazy it was. And you could tell the difference between the people that hated it and the people that loved it by the age. You could tell
Well, yeah.
Denny Hamlin, Brad, Martin, Larson didn't hate it, but he just said if you ran a race like this every time, it would not
Right.
work. Which is kind of true in a way. You have to have the diversity in these tracks. And the short, we were complaining a lot about the short track package, sorry,
Right.
for how they were going to adjust to this. And they didn't mean to do it, I think. It was just a whim, an accident type of deal. But it could have been the best accident that we've seen. The ratings were absolutely incredible. I think it was like 3.8 million from what I saw, is people watched this thing.
Yeah, it was definitely good on the ratings. Well, the ratings continue to go up each week, I think,
Yeah,
as
and
per
that just
goal.
made it 10 times better. Yeah, 3.8 million, up 11%. And the lead changes in this thing
Yeah.
with multiple drivers.
It was like 54 lead changes.
54 lead changes
Yeah.
and 16 different drivers. Like, you can't beat that. That's
Right.
what made it fun, is you saw everybody had a chance to win this thing, because everybody had basically had a chance to lead the damn thing
Yeah. So
at one point.
it was, look, like I said, it wasn't watching it live. Like I said, it was kind of like not what I was expecting, so it threw me for a loop. So I'm like, what the hell is what's going on? What is this? Like, I'm thinking like all these guys are just like blowing tires. Like I, had no idea what was going on. And usually, we don't see tire wear to that extent really anywhere. You see Darlington has bad tire wear, but they don't go to all the way to the cords and things of that nature. And like you said, yeah, mostly the older drivers, more seasoned guys, loved it. Even Josh Berry, who's a rookie this year, said he loved it. Best thing he's ever been a part of. And yeah, you had some guys that didn't really like it or, you know, like the racing, but, you know, maybe have it the rubber lay down a little bit differently. You know, and that's kind of where, you know, with me looking back, I was like, okay, well, yeah, it forces the driver to do more things
Actually
behind
race
the
the
wheel, right?
strategy. The strategy changed everything.
To, you know, have to drive the car lighter, you know, like you said, less on throttle time, less braking, more rolling around the corner, to not abuse the tire as much. So yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I looking back, you know, after the fact, I wouldn't say I loved it. Wouldn't say I loved it. But I would say, yeah, I liked it. You know, looking back, I just didn't like how quickly it just went from 100 to zero in a half a lap to a lap. I just wish there was more. I mean, I wish it fell off. The tire fell off. You know, like it did the tire wear. I wish there was more tire wear everywhere we go, so you see the strategy play. And then, you know, by on like Dover, Bristol, on those kind of tracks where it's like, you know, the high bankings and you can run at the top of the track or run at the bottom. I like to see the rubber get laid down. And you see the track start turning black with the rubber, and you can kind of run wherever. I like that kind of racing. You know, but I did like it. Don't get me wrong, I did like it. And it, you know, it showed as far as the older generation goes who came out up on top here. But we saw some drivers, the Ty Gibbs in 20th, motor up around everybody in five laps and like be fifth. And he had like the fastest car, in my opinion, all day. But he, you know, obviously with the tire situation, when you pitted, when you didn't pit, kind of threw a wrench in there as well. But Denny Hamlin won this one. Truex close behind in second. So Toyota, another strong showing. They look better each week as well. Denny's first win on the year. Brad Keselowski third. Good run for him. Bowman fourth. Larson fifth. John Hunter, best career cup finish in sixth. Chris Buescher seventh. Chase Elliott, eighth, Ty Gibbs, ninth, and Christopher Bell round out of the top 10. So all four JGR cars in the top 10, plus John Hunter's Toyota in the top 10 as well. So kind of a mixed bag this week from Bristol. But if we go to the, I told you somebody commented on the Twitter poll. They said, well, why'd you, well, who would vote no on this one? You
It's
know,
hard.
kind of stuff. Yeah.
It's
So,
very, very hard to say a solid no, because that is.
yeah, I wouldn't say a solid no, but 71% said it was a good race. 29% said no, it was not. So, yeah, I wish other people had commented on it. Maybe if somebody, whoever voted no, commented back and was like, well, this is what I didn't like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, more comments would be awesome to kind
Yeah.
of get a gauge of why everybody said the reason why. I mean, obviously, that didn't really. Say if you voted no, I would like to get more of it. I want to say it. I want to see the reason why you liked it or why you
Right.
didn't like it. Like I want to and get a gauge of everybody's opinion on it. Yeah, you could vote however you want, but this is a tough one, to say a solid no. You might have
Right.
had
To just be like, no,
disability.
you know what I mean? Like, if it were me, I might have said no, like right after
There's
the
something.
race. And then when I look back, I would have said yes. You know what I mean? It was like kind of one of those things. If you vote right after the race, you know, no, it wasn't that good of a race. But then if you look
It's like
back,
we're so used to like the cookie cutter races, and then you
well,
see
that's what
this, you're like, what the
it
hell did I just watch? And
is.
then you go back and you look and you're going, oh my God, that was probably one of the best races I've seen in 5 years, hands down. And if, in my opinion, it was probably one of the best races I've seen in a long, long time. Because it's just there's so much that went into it. It was so much action, and you
Well,
didn't know
Nick,
what the hell was going to happen.
I still would put Atlanta, the three wide finish, the best one this year.
Finish wise, yes. As a full race, no. I would definitely still have to get. I think Bristol's. I don't know what the hell's going to top it, unless they do the same thing at another short track like Martinsville, or yeah, I guess you could consider Richmond a short track. I mean, something like that. You could see if they have the same issue, same ability to do it there, it might even be better. Who knows? I don't know how you can top it, but it can
Well,
happen.
I don't think Martinsville will be like that because it's different. It's flatter. It's,
It is.
different style of short track. We'll say that. Now we'll have to see if they bring that same tire to Dover next month. Same style track as Bristol, just a half mile longer. So we'll have to see if that, it's the case when they go there in a month. So, seeing how that'll play out there. But they are at COTA, obviously, as well. 3:30. On Fox. 68 laps, 231 miles. First road course race of the year, for all three series here at COTA. So, Nick, as far as, come on, I can't see the entry list here. Okay. So SVG is in this race, for Kolig on the Cup side. I think he's gonna be a player. I'm not gonna lie here, Nick. Timmy Hill is gonna be in the 66 for MBM, making a comeback here. Kobayashi, the third car for 2311. He's going to be in the 50 this week. Who else we got coming up here? The Dinger is going to be in the 13 for Kolig as well. So, Nick, what are we expecting from COTA as a whole here?
The turn one is going to be absolutely crazy, like it always is.
Right. We got now, we do have stage breaks again.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, not the favorite.
Yeah.
We can agree on that one. I don't know. Road courses are always tough for me because you always have those like five that you really like, five or so maybe, if not
Yeah.
less, a little bit more, that you think they're really going to have a really good shot at winning it. And then you always have that one or two where you're like, how the hell did they squeak in the top 10 and somehow they
Right.
do it?
Yeah.
So yeah, you always want to find those like diamonds in the rough that really can make a like a make a big impact on their team this race. But we'll see.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I road race, it's not bad. I like it. Like you said, turn one, it's gonna be a crapshoot, always has been.
Always has been.
Really at any road course.
Yeah.
So that should be exciting to watch, turn one. The stage break cautions, not looking forward to that. I don't know why they brought him back. I thought it was pretty good last year when they didn't have him. Kind of plays more strategy into play as well, as far as gas mileage.
Yep.
COTA is like over 3 miles in length. Gas mileage comes into play more at this size track and everything. I just, and plus they ride around caution at like 50 miles an hour. It takes 30 minutes to get through the four caution laps or whatever it is. We'll see how it goes, but I'm not a huge fan of that portion of it. But COTA's always been pretty good. So hopefully, no, I don't think there's supposed to be any rain this weekend down there, so that's good. Obviously, we saw the first COTA race a couple years ago was brutal,
Very brutal.
with rain and everything like that. So, Nick, let's go back to our picks here. So starting with the trucks, you kind of have your eye on here.
Let's see here. I'm gonna take a flyer. Well, not a flyer, but guy didn't do good last week. I'll take Ty on this one. Ty Majeski for the trucks.
Okay.
I'll start that off.
So I'm gonna go with the pole sitter here. I'm gonna go with the young guy making his debut. I'm gonna go with Connor Zilich. I think obviously the road course talent he has at such a young age, and winning the Rolex 24 there at Daytona, and all that stuff. And the time of Jesse, that you're he seems to be good at pretty much anything, any style track, short track, drafting tracks, road course, you name it. He seems to be up there at least in the top five, barring any issues. So, yeah, he's starting ninth, so not deep in the field here. And like we said, turn one, you could gain however many spots, going around that corner and, through the S's and everything. So should be exciting here in the trucks. Hopefully it's not brutal like we've seen in the past, but I think once they get strung out, we might have a good race going towards the finish there. All right, so Ty Majeski for you, Connor Zilich for me in the trucks, Xfinity Series. Like I said, Larson on the pole. We got a couple road course ringers in this one. Who you want me to go first on this one, or you want to take
Yeah,
it?
you can take the reins on this one.
Okay, well, I'll go out on a limb. I'll go with our local boy here, who we had on the show a couple years back. I'm going to go with Sage Karam in the
Okay.
26.
I'll keep the same concept. I'll take Ty Gibbs in this one. I'll do two ties.
Okay, there you go. Well, he's kind of been creeping to the top of my list of like he can win at any road course, kind of like a Reddick. You know what I mean?
Right.
He seems like he's good at any road course, especially as of late in the Xfinity side. We know he's full time in Cup now, but he seems to always run well at these road courses. No matter what Cup, Xfinity, whatever it is. But those two are two picks there are going to have to contend with the Dinger SVG, Kyle Larson. It's gonna be a tough one. Should be a good race up front here in the Xfinity series too. Hopefully all those guys that we have mentioned can stay out of trouble and stay racing each other. Because we know it's all these guys are good at road racing. Parker Kligerman's a good road racer, Sheldon Creed. There's a bunch of good road racers in the field for the Xfinity series. So we'll have to see how that goes. And that is Saturday at 5 o'clock. So later in the day, watch the trucks, watch some basketball in between, watch the Xfinity race. So like I said, got a lot going on there. So you're gonna go with that should help me remember, Nick. Go with two
Yeah, that was another reason why I did
ties.
it,
Go
to
with
make
two
it
ties there.
kind of remember easily.
Yeah, so Ty Majeski in trucks, Ty Gibbs at Xfinity. I'm going to go Connor Zilich in trucks, and I already forgot mine, Sage Karam in Xfinity. So let's see here. So don't have the poll results just yet here for the Cup side. So anyway, don't really matter because it doesn't really matter. But anyway, Nick, who kind of you have your eyes on this one? Like I said, SVG and the Dinger are in this race as well, two road course guys. And Kobayashi, who's a road course guy, in the third car for 2311. So who are we kind of looking at in the Cup Series race?
Let's see here. Chris Rebell, Reddick, Suarez. There's a lot of guys here that
Yeah.
really can make an impact. Buescher has had some good, decent runs on road courses. McDowell, you always got to look for Briscoe. You got, names can go on and on. Cindric's another one. There's like every year it seems like there's more and more decent road experience that people get, so they're starting to creep up in the rankings to get a little bit better on the list,
Yeah.
as well as bringing in the other individuals that the ringer, so to say, that are
Right.
able to come in and make an impact and make everybody better. Hopefully they can get a win as well. For me, do I want to do tie again? I don't know. Yeah, actually, screw it. I'll do tied back-to-back days.
Okay. I thought you were going to
I'll
do
do
another
tie.
tie, but Tyler
Nah, actually, yeah, let's do that. Actually, I
Tyler.
like
So
that a little bit better.
Ty and Tyler.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll do
All
that. That's another one on the list. So yeah, that's
right.
time.
Well, yeah, I mean, Christ, he won here last year, I think, right?
Here last year, or the year before, I believe.
Yeah, I think he
No,
won.
it was last
It
year.
wasn't,
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
because Kurt Busch was in the booth. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's
Tyler
it.
Reddick won last year at COTA. And obviously Ross won the year before that
He did, yeah.
at COTA.
That
So
was the Bowman one.
yeah, the Bowman dinger getting, yeah, just booted
Yeah.
out. So all right, yeah, this is kind of a toughie for me on the cup side. You know what? I'm gonna go with Truex on this one. The veteran,
Okay.
good road course guy. Hasn't really, we haven't really seen him much on the road courses as of late, as far as running that well. So hopefully you can get back on track here. Not a huge fan of Martin's, but you know he's always good on the road. It, picks wise, it's a safe pick, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
So. You're going to go with Tyler Reddick in the Cup side. I'm going to go with Martin Truex Jr. Two Toyota guys here on the Cup side. So Ty Majeski, Ty Gibbs, and Tyler Reddick
That
for
should be
you.
pretty easy to
Yeah,
remember.
yeah. And I'm going to go with Connor Zilich, Sage Karam, and Martin Truex Jr. Now they're all three.
That might be a difficult
That
one to
might be
remember.
a, that might be
I
a,
can't even combine them to like make it
I
easy to
know.
remember, and that's
Yeah,
I
that's
should have.
three very, very different names. But anyway, so here we go. Our picks from Bristol, I forgot to mention, are you went with Chase Elliott, I went with Kyle Busch, who had another terrible race.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Like I said before, Chase finished eighth. Kyle Busch finished 25th, rolled backwards all the way around the track when he blew a tire. We've seen that before, so nothing new with Kyle there. And I bet you he's getting to the point of really pissed off. You know, with all these pit issues and issues he's having on the track, it's just,
I
and we
mean, you get it
know.
early. It's not like it's a playoff race where you're
Well,
really
yeah.
screwing. You got time to figure it out. It's only a little bit over a month then.
And I think he's still, you know, obviously capable of getting a win. It is Kyle Busch we're talking about here, can win anywhere. So,
Yeah.
that being said, you lead me 3-2 going into this week of three picks. So, could go one or the other here. Could
They
go you
could.
go up, I go up, or we stay kind of equal. So,
Yep.
we'll see how it plays out. But, yeah, so. Racing trucks and Xfinity is on Saturday, Cup on Sunday. Also, you got the second round of the NCAA tournament for men's this weekend and the first round for the women's. A lot of hype behind that one with South Carolina, Iowa, LSU, all the teams, you know, in the women's. So you got to give a shout out to them as well. But I guess that's about it. Anything else to add here, Nick?
Everybody have a fun-filled weekend. Sports galore this weekend, that's for sure.
Yeah, that is a fact. So like I said earlier, follow the Twitter, high underscore banks, double underscore Instagram, high underscore banks underscore podcast. Go check out Jacob Jones' new single. I think it's out, Midnight Oil, and all his other music available now. So go check him out wherever and on his social medias as well. So we'll be back next week to talk COTA. And what's the race after that? I don't know.
Richmond,
Is it Richmond?
I believe it
Okay,
is.
so we're going back. We're going road course racing back to a quote unquote short track in Richmond. So,
Easter weekend.
oh, that used to be the Bristol one.
Yeah.
Thank God that's over with. So, yeah, we'll recap COTA, talk Richmond, and we'll catch you guys next week.